It's 1 o'clock at your station for the best songs of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
KLCA Falls City offers.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Fox News, I'm Jack Callahan. Louisiana County, after several Republicans had voiced their reservations with him.
We spent close to $3 trillion last year with more Democrat votes than Republican votes. We had multiple bills that were passed with a majority, lacking a majority of Republican votes.
It's Texas Congressman Chip Roy on Fox. Up next, Monday's congressional vote to certify the results of the November election. A law firm says it's ready to sue the city of New Orleans for negligence over Wednesday's terror attack on behalf of the family of one of the victims.
The law firm says, in part, the evidence will demonstrate that the act of terror perpetrated by Shamsuddin Jabbar was both foreseeable and preventable. Jabbar exploited the NOPD's gross negligence.
Fox's Madison Scarpino. The president and the first lady will visit New Orleans on Monday. The White House says to grieve with the community. America is listening to Fox News.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. A winter storm warning is in effect here for the forecast area. Expecting to see a few scattered areas of snow and freezing rain mixing at times here for this afternoon. About 2 to 4 inches of snowfall possible to accumulate here by tonight. An additional 8 to 12 inches of snowfall possible here for Sunday. Windy conditions at times, so causing low visibility. And it does look like we'll have a dry start to the work week, though, coming up by Monday. Our forecast here for this afternoon, a few scattered snow showers possibly mixing with freezing rain at times. Cloudy skies with temperatures holding rather steady. Winds out of the east to 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20. Then for tonight, a good chance for some snow, possibly mixing with freezing rain, then becoming all snow. 2 to 4 inches possible to accumulate, cloudy low near 13. By Sunday, a good chance for snow, 8 to 12 inches possible to accumulate. Cloudy skies, a high around 15. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
In our cancellations and postponements, due to inclement weather, the following churches will not have service on Sunday: the First Christian Church in Falls City and Zion United Church of Christ, northeast of Falls City. Stay tuned to KTNC and Sunny 101.3 for further cancellations and postponements.
No matter how crazy life gets,
our variety relieves stress and keeps you feeling good.
Feeling good. Sunny 101.3.
By the light of the moon, to a 50s tune, pledged his love to her. A girl so rare, a girl so fair, a girl for him for sure. He could see himself getting up every morning for the rest of his life just to look in those eyes so blue. It was all he ever wanted to do. She was all he'd ever need to see him through. In their teens when he gave her the ring. They were married late one night, and they moved into a little house on the far end of town, out by the big highway. And all through the day and all through the night, the cars and the trucks rolled on by, and they slept through it all just fine. Every night he slept just fine. Sometimes she'd stare at the stars out the window. Sometimes she'd walk neath the moon. Sometimes she'd sit there just watching him sleeping, hoping the dawn would come soon. From the rest, she'd go off to college and work her way through, and move to some city out west. She had it all planned. She'd have her career. She'd have all of the things that she'd always liked. She'd wake up one morning all packed and leave here and never look back.
Most of their friends thought it soon would be over. Not many thought it would last. Most seemed to think they were all wrong for each other. Soon it would pass. Soon it would pass. And her kids have moved on, and she's still on the far end of town. Her youngest, she's living somewhere in L.A., and her oldest, he works on a nearby farm. Her husband comes home, and they talk over supper. He's usually the first to turn in. Another day comes to an end. Another day just ends. And sometimes in the wee hours when the traffic dies down, she hears the sound of some bird on the wing. And she'll look out the window and she'll look at his picture, but not at the ring.
It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And we bid you good afternoon from Bruning, Nebraska. High school basketball coming your way this afternoon. Bruning, Davenport, Shickley is hosting the Sacred Heart Irish for this afternoon's girl-boy doubleheader. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for this afternoon's broadcast. This game was originally scheduled for a 1:30 tip-off. The school officials are keeping an eye on the weather here. We got done with the JV game, so they decided to go a little bit early. If you have friends around that might be interested in listening to the game this afternoon, why not give them a call right now and tell them we're going to go early with this girls' varsity game. Going to be tipping off at about 1:15 rather than 1:30. They also have advised me they're going to shorten the warm-up time between the boys' and girls' game from 20 minutes to 15 minutes, so that means most likely the boys' game will be starting earlier than the original 3 o'clock scheduled tip-off time also. So spread that word, let your friends know. Another little bit of housekeeping here. We want you to be aware there is no video stream this afternoon. They don't have Huddle or Strive, either one. So tell your friends to tune to Sunny 101.3 if you want to follow the Irish this afternoon. You've got Randy here, and there is no video stream out there available, so we'd appreciate it if you could help us spread the word. Again, I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Seth Tollefson is our studio engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. This afternoon, a girl-boy doubleheader, the Sacred Heart Irish Girls, at 7-1 on the year. The BDS Eagles are 4-5 on their season so far as the teams match up. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for BDS, they'll go with Braylon Rentz. She is a senior. Alexis Hergett. Hergett is a senior. She averages 6 points per ball game. Lexi Johnson is a junior. She's averaging 10.3 points per game. She's the leading scorer for the Eagles. Haley Sliva, a senior, 2.5 points per contest. And round out the starting five, it'll be Campbell Bowling. Bowling is senior. She averages 6.5 points per game. The Eagles are coached by head coach Zach Slagle, and as we said, they are 4-5 on the season. Now the starting lineup for your Sacred Heart Irish. The Irish girls come in here, they're rolling along. They are 7-1 on the year. They'll go with Avery Santo. Santo, a 5'5 junior, averaging 9 points and 2.4 rebounds per contest. Dorothy Krause. Krause is a 5'8 sophomore, 3.5 points, 4.5 rebounds per ballgame. Daisy Witt is a junior at 5'6. She's in double figures, averaging 12.4 points per ballgame and 6.5 rebounds. Elise Reske in the starting lineup tonight, 5'9 and a sophomore. And right out there starting five is Hallie Jones. Jones, a 5'9 sophomore, averaging 5.4 points and 6 rebounds. Now, Sacred Heart fans, if you were listening carefully, noticeably absent from that starting lineup was Gentry Lechtenberg. Gentry, the 5'8 senior, the team leader in every category here, is not here today. She is not in uniform. She's not at the ball game. Unfortunately, Gentry had a family funeral that she had to attend today, so she is not here with the Lady Irish. They will be missing their leading scorer and their leading rebounder today as they take on the BDS Eagles. So it'll be interesting to see how the other girls are able to step up here in the absence of Gentry Lechtenberg. Without a doubt, she's kind of at times been the spark plug that gets this team rolling. So going to be interesting to see how that all works out for him here. I believe we're still going to have the introduction of starting lineups and our national anthem coming up. So we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the opening tip-off right after this 2-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to be recognized by the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services with the 2024 Rural Provider Excellence and Quality Award. CMC is one of 10 critical access hospitals recognized for delivering high-quality health care and first-class patient experience in our state's rural communities. CMC is dedicated to delivering cutting-edge health care while maintaining the highest standards for patient care, quality, and safety every single day. Learn more at www.cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, we're going to be focused on basketball here for the next 2 or 3 hours, but obviously in the front of everybody's mind right now is the pending weather situation. I can tell you what they're telling us locally here at Bruning. They're expecting this afternoon and this evening 2 to 4 inches. That would be between now and midnight. Then after midnight for the day on Sunday, an additional 8 to possibly 12 on top of that. You know, the way I figure that is even if they're only half right, we're going to have a lot of snow around here. But that's the latest forecast per our friends down at KUTT at Fairbury, just south of here. So it could add up in the area of 12 to 16 inches total snowfall on the maximum end of it. On the lower end, you're still looking at maybe 6 to 8 by tomorrow evening. So hopefully we'll get these games in. We'll get everybody on the bus and get everybody safely back to Falls City before the snow gets too deep and gets going too much out there. We've had the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system. We've played the national anthem, and we're about set to get underway. Again, if you're just now tuning in, Sacred Heart without the services of Gentry Lechtenberg. She's not with the team today. She had a family funeral to attend and was not able to be here. Sando, Kraus, Witt, Reschke, and Jones will be the starting five for the Irish. Jumping it up, Haley Sliva, a senior at 6'1", will jump it up. Here's the tip, and it's going to be controlled by the Irish. Good job by Elise Reschke to control that tip. Into forecourt, on the dribble with the basketball to the left side goes Dorothy Kraus, driving lay-in up off the glass. No, Kraus fights for the rebound, tipped away underneath and grabbed up by Sliva. Sliva with the outlet pass, down court across the timeline into the right elbow. They tip it inside the paint. It goes back into the hands of Hergett. Hergett can't put the shot up. Nice job blocking underneath there by Jones. Rebound the other direction. Here comes Sando on the dribble. Sando, oh, nice feed to the left side. Gave the ball off to the left edge to Reschke, and Reschke with the lay-in. Sando with the assist, Elise Reschke with the first basket of the ball game, and the Lady Irish are up 2-0 here in the opening minute of play at Bruning. Here's a nice steal by D.C. Witt at the top of the key. Witt with the run-out lay-in up off the glass, and good. D.C. Witt just stole that ball away from Alexis Hergett. Took it down and laid it in, and the Irish go up 4-0 early in the ballgame. We've played less than a minute, 7:04 to go in the first quarter. In the paint with the basketball goes Bowling. She can't get around Jones. Shot is up by Bowling, off no good. Rebound Sando. Avery Sando pushes it down court. Across the timeline to the right elbow, gives it to Witt. D.C. Witt works inside the paint, left side of the lane, finds Kraus with the pass. Lob pass into Jones. Had it knocked away from her. Good defense there by Bowling. Campbell Bowling knocked it away. Now it's back up to Sando at the top of the key. Sando dribbles to the near side, hands to Witt. Give and go. Witt driving lay-in up the glass. No. Ball tipped out of bounds. No. Save from going out of bounds. And down court with the basketball comes Lexi Johnson. Johnson, the leading scorer on this team here for the Eagles, will bring it into forecourt. Her pass comes to the right wing to Hergett. Lob pass inside, taken away. Good job by Reschke. Reschke got the steal. She'll bring the ball down court herself. Long down court pass goes to Witt on the right elbow. Skip pass across court. Kraus tipped away, knocked out of bounds on the near side by Alexis Hergett, and it'll be the Irish basketball. Into the game now, checking in is Emma Hoynes. Hoynes, just a freshman, averages 4 points per ball game. Comes in off the bench here for the Eagles. Here's a pass inside the paint, going to be taken away from Reschke. Sando had it for a moment. Now it's grabbed up and into forecourt. They come with the basketball. This is Alexi Johnson with the ball. A cross-court pass, lob pass, goes over to the other side to Renz, back to Johnson. Johnson's got a long ponytail that covers up her jersey number here. Here's a turnaround set shot, free throw line up, off no good, put up by Sliva, and the rebound comes down to Avery Sando. Sando, being double-teamed near the midcourt line, gets it across the timeline, makes the dribble to the left side. Jones sets a pick for it, gives it up top to D.C. Witt. Witt backs it back between the rings, top of the key, into the corner, right side with the pass. A slot pass into Jones, tipped away, and coming up with it, Sliva. Down court comes Sliva, behind the back dribble. Almost had it taken away by Witt once again. Ooh, a big body check. Driving lay-in under the glass, up and good. They got it into Lexi Johnson. Johnson took the pass, laid it off the glass on our score. 4-2, Sacred Heart up by 2. 5 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Bruning. Here come the Lady Irish with the basketball. D.C. Witt goes to the right side with it. Into Reschke. Here's a long set shot. Sando from the corner. Too long off the top, and the rebound down to Hoynes. Emma Hoynes with the dribble, kicks it to the left wing into forecourt. Back to Hoynes in the corner. Long three left side, up and off, no good. Rebound, fought for. Inside goes Lexi with it. That's Sliva. Now the ball being knocked loose. They chase after it. Hoynes goes down the floor and gets the ball back. Flips the basketball out to Renz. This is Braylon Renz trying to put a shot up in the corner. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. The foul is going to be on Avery Sando. On Sando, her first personal, team foul number one on the Irish. At the free throw line will be Braylon Renz. Renz is a senior. First trip to the line, has not scored yet tonight or today. First one is up and good. Renz hits the first free throw, makes it 4-3 now. Irish up by one. Elise Reschke comes to the sideline. Ryan Westengard checking in, a freshman. Westengard averages 2.3 points per game. Second shot is up and off. No good. Rebound comes down to Jones. Hallie Jones with the outlet pass. finds Daisy Witt. She dribbles across the timeline. She'll set the offense. Witt kicks it out to Weston. Westengaard here on the left wing. Westengaard penetrates in the paint. Oh, nice pass. Open look. Sando can't get it. Westengaard got the rebound. Westengaard clears it back to Witt at the top of the key. Witt, spin move in the paint. Now comes up to Jones with the basketball. Again finds Witt. Witt dribbles around two defenders. Goes in for a driving layup, a whistle, and a foul. And we're going to have Witt at the line where she'll be shooting two shots for the Lady Irish. Foul is going to be called on Campbell Bowling. On Bowling, that will be her first personal team foul, number one, on the Eagles. Daisy Witt at the line shooting two shots. The first one is up and off, no good. Clock shows 3:56 to play first quarter, 4-3. Lady Irish up by one here. Daisy Witt ready for her second free throw attempt. Launches the shot. It's up. It's off also. Couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to the Eagles. Across the timeline, on the drive, out to the left elbow. The pass comes with a skip pass across court back to Hoynes. She backs it all the way out to the top of the key. Ozenbaugh is in the ballgame now. At the free throw line, here's a turnaround jump shot that's up and off, no good, but a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the Eagles. Let's see who they put that one on. We'll have to wait until they post it. Kind of at a disadvantage trying to see the scoreboard here. It's we're kind of partially blocked away from it by a big beam. Let's see. I think that's going to go on Sliva. On Sliva, her first. Team foul number two. Irish come down to set the offense. D.C. Witt on the dribble to Westengaard. Westengaard feeds it into Jones in traffic. Back to the top of the circle now. Reschke. Reschke hands it to Westengaard, the freshman. She dribbles between two defenders and then flips the ball off to Avery Sando. Sando for three. Top of the key. Off the iron. No. Rebound is pulled down under the basket by Slagle. Olivia Slagle with the rebound. Outlet pass down court. Comes to Emma Hoynes. Lob pass inside, goes out of bounds. It was too tall. They were looking under the basket for Slagle. She couldn't get it. Back into the lineup comes Herget. Herget checks in. She will replace Braylon Renz. So Coach Zach Slagle substituting freely here. He's used nine players already. 2:57 to play first quarter. Irish up 4-3 here in this first period. Here's a driving lay-in up by Witt. She couldn't get it, but she's going to be fouled. And we're going to put Daisy Witt back to the free throw line. See who they put this one on. Daisy Witt is 0-for-2 from the line so far this afternoon. That foul is going to be on Ozenbaugh. That's her first team foul number three. Witt at the free throw line. The first one is and good. Daisy Witt now. 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. She'll have a second shot coming here. This shot is up and got it. Got them both that time. Score now 6-3. Lady Irish on top with 2:45 to play in the first quarter here at Bruning. For BDS, a long three, top of the key, up and off, no good. Chasing after the rebound. It's cleared out over here by Herget. Herget tries to lob it inside. Traffic shot off the glass, up and good. Campbell Bowling with her first 2 points of the ballgame. Makes it 6-5. Lady Irish up by one. 2:24 to play in the first quarter. This is Daisy Witt on the dribble, taking it all the way in to try and go for the driving layup. She will be fouled, and I think we're going to put Witt right back to the free throw line once again. This foul is going to be called on Alexis Herget. On Herget, her first team foul, number four. No, they're going to say it was not a shooting foul, just a foul on the floor. Irish will inbound it. Daisy Witt to toss it in. Witt. The count is on. Now lobs it all the way up to the top of the key to Lechtenberg. Westengaard. I knew I was going to do that. Westengaard with the ball. Lechtenberg's not here. Westengaard clears it out. She's got it on the left wing to Witt. Witt in traffic. Bounce pass to the top of the key. On the right wing with it is Reschke. Underneath, they feed it into Jones. Her shot is off the glass, up and off, no good, but a whistle on a foul. Fighting for the rebound underneath. The foul is going to be called on the Irish. And it'll be on Helly Jones. On Jones, her first team foul number two on Sacred Heart. 2 minutes even to play in the first quarter here at Bruning. 6-5, the Sacred Heart girls up by one, playing without the services of Gentry Lechtenberg. She's not here today for this ballgame. Leading scorer, leading rebounder. Here's a driving layup off the right side that doesn't go. The rebound to Witt. We've got a 2-on-1 fast break. And a whistle and a foul called. Oh, no, they're going to say she carried the ball. A lot of contact down there as Witt was moving toward the bucket. It was a two-on-one fast break with Weston Guard and Witt. The defender got back there and batted the ball away. All right. The Eagles of BDS are into forecourt. Here's a Trifred move to the basket from the left side. Fall away 12-footer, misses everything. Ball tipped away and grabbed up. Cleared away by Krause. Krause gets it down to layup up and good. Bit in by Ryan Westengaard, the freshman, with her first 2 points. Westengaard got behind the defense. They found her with the pass, and the freshman knew what to do with it. Now here's a whistle and a foul going to be called on Ryan Westengaard. On Ryan, that is her first personal team foul, number 3 on the Irish. In for Sacred Heart into the ball game comes Maya Doherty. Doherty is now replacing Hallie Jones. Doherty, 5'8", freshman on the floor for Sacred Heart. Here come the Eagles on the attack offensively. In the paint, they go to the left wing. A 12-foot jumper that's up and off, no good. That shot was put up on the left side by Hergett. Rebound is cleared out by Shaner. Shaner brings it to the right wing. Another 12-foot set shot. This one is up and good by Ozenbaugh. Carolyn Ozenbaugh got the two-pointer. And it's 8-7. Lady Irish up by 1 with 45 seconds to play. Westengaard falls to the floor. Now she's down on the floor. They reach in on her, and I think we're going to get a whistle and a foul called on BDS. Tell you, these officials are the fastest draw in the West. They flip their fingers up and show the bench so quickly. That's going to be on Ozenbaugh, her second team foul, number 5, where we will be shooting. And at the free throw line, it will be Dacey Witt. I believe that's who they've got up here. First free throw is on the way up off the back of the iron. Does not go. She'll get a second shot. It gets awfully quiet in here. And folks, there aren't that many people in the gym. A good turnout from Sacred Heart. I'm going to guess there's probably 35 or 40 fans made the trip out here. Not a whole lot more across the way. And all in all, we'd probably be lucky if there were 100 people here. Second shot is up and good for Dacey Witch. He's now made 3 out of 6. Maybe I'm being conservative, but not many more than 100 in the gym. It gets pretty quiet. That's not your usual crowd. All the way underneath the basket with the dribble goes Hergett. Couldn't get the shot. Tries to lob it inside. Now they bring it to the right side in the paint. Shot off the glass up and no good. A battle for the rebound. Coming out of there with us, Avery Sandel. Sandel gets it down court. Oh, a driving layup for Witt. Couldn't get it. They rushed it a little too much. She had more time and wasn't able to get it down. Irish up by 2, 9-7. 8 seconds to go here in the period. Right side set shot up. No. Try for follow shot. It won't go. The ball goes to the floor. Irish have it. Long shot at the buzzer. Won't go. And after one quarter, Sacred Heart leads it 9-7. Irish up by 2. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
It's a new year, and Nemaha County Hospital wants to help you start it off right with health and safety in mind. Whether you schedule your annual wellness exam, commit to regular exercise, or make safe choices at home and on the road, small steps lead to big changes. Let's make 2025 your healthiest and safest year yet. Call your primary care physician today to schedule your wellness check. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Bruning Davenport High School, Bruning Davenport Shickley, the co-op for basketball. We are in Bruning this afternoon. My name is Randy Gatula. Seth Tollefson is our producer engineer for today's presentation of high school basketball. Glad to have you tuned in. Those of you decided not to make the trip out here, I can't say as I blame you. We hope everybody gets home safe here. Oh, here's the inbound pass. Nearly stolen away. The ball is loose. Everybody after it. Witt chases it down into the corner. And now we're going to have a whistle. And a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on the Irish. Boy, everybody was chasing a loose basketball down here. And it looks like D.C. Witt is going to get tagged for the personal on day C, her first personal, team foul number one of the period. All right, into forecourt come the BDS Eagles. They're trailing 9-7 to the Lady Irish. With the basketball on the right side is Johnson. Turnaround shot, free throw line, up, in and out of there, no good. Rebound, Avery Sando. Boy, Sando's had a basket full of rebounds for a little gal. Gives it up to Witt. Witt at the free throw line, a cross court pass underneath Jones. She's under the basket, got her shot locked away, but it'll be a whistle and a foul, and Hallie Jones is going to be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Pretty sure they're going to get Lexi Johnson for that one. Yes, they did on Johnson. Her first, team foul number one of the quarter. Hallie Jones, 5'9", sophomore, at the line shooting two shots. First one is damn good. Jones averages 5.4 points per ball game and six rebounds thus far in the season. She'll have a second free throw coming here. Hallie Jones takes aim, launches the shot. It's on the way. It's up. It's good. She hit them both. A pair there for Jones. Makes it 11-7, a four-point lead now for the Lady Irish here with 7:21 to play in the first half. With the basketball is Alexis Hergett. Hergett to the right elbow to Lexi Johnson. Driving layup, in and out, no. Jones pulls down the rebound. She just muscled that away from Hergett. Down court pass comes to Sando. Sando feeds into the corner right side. Gets it down to Reske. Reske hands right back to Sando. Sando couldn't put the shot up. Feeds Jones under the basket. Hallie Jones double team, triple team, needs help. Now goes up with the shot and got it. Hallie Jones got trapped in there, and finally out of desperation, she just turned and launched it toward the hoop. Nothing but nylon. Looked like it was planned that way all along. Right, Hallie. Nice shot. Nice move to the basket. She's got four now, and it's 13-7. The lead is six. Biggest lead for the Lady Irish thus far. Jones tips the ball away, and a whistle, and the ball's going to be called on Hallie Jones. On Jones, that's her second personal, second team foul of the period on the Lady Irish. Off the bench, checking in, Ryan Westengard will come in for Hallie Jones. Jones in a little bit of foul trouble here with two. So the freshman, Westengard, is back on the floor. Around the horn comes the pass to the right wing to Sliva. Sliva holds it for a minute. Sando comes out to challenge her in the man-to-man defense. A cross-court pass to the far side. Hergett with the basketball. Under the basket. Turnaround shot. Up and off. No good. Put up under the basket by Lexi Johnson. Ball tipped away out of bounds on the big battle under there. I think it was touched last by Dorothy Krause, and it'll belong to the Eagles. Clock shows 6:18 to play in the first half. You're just checking in. 13-7. Lady Irish up by six. Here's an inbound pass stolen, but a whistle and another foul on the Irish. This foul is going to be called on Reske. On Elise, it is her first, team foul number three. Game was originally scheduled for a 1:30 tip. We went early because of the concerns over the weather. The boys' game will be starting early also. Here's a shot on the baseline that doesn't go up. Hergett with the rebound. Now a long three. The try for follow shot. Tip in, put back up, and good. And getting the tip in underneath the basket was Lexi Johnson. She's got four now. And the score, 13-9. The lead is four for the Lady Irish. This is Avery Sando in traffic. She got in, feeds it underneath, trying to go up with a shot on the right side baseline is Reske. She will be fouled and go to the line to shoot two shots. See who the foul is on. I just have to wait till they post it, the official. There we go. Foul is going to be called on Sliva, her second, team foul number two. At the line, Elise Reske. First one is up and good. She now has 3 points in the ballgame. Makes the score 14-9. Lady Irish back up by five once again with 5:53 to play in the first half here at Bruning. Reske, a 5'9 sophomore, ready to put up her second free throw. This one rims off, no good. She got one out of two there. So the Lady Irish now up by five into forecourt. With the dribble on the basketball comes Johnson. They feed it into traffic. Right side, lay-in up and good. Very quickly was Olivia Slagle with the lay-in. Olivia's first 2 points of the ball game. Cuts the lead back to three now at 14-11. Irish come down on offense. Avery Sando backs it out to the top of the circle to the right side. Here's a long three that misses everything. Ball's tipped away, and it went out of bounds. Putting the shot up over there, Reske, but she came up short and the ball went out of bounds. Going to have a timeout taken on the floor by the Irish. 5:23 to play here in the first half. Sacred Heart leads it 14-11. We'll take a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, Irish fans, if you tuned in late and you're wondering, where is Gentry Lechtenberg? She's not here today. She had a family funeral, so she's not able to be here for the ball game. Gentry Lechtenberg not here in uniform. Irish playing shorthanded without their leading scorer. Here's a shot on the baseline on the left side that goes up, but a whistle and a foul on the Irish. I believe Reski's going to get called for this one. Yes, it is. On Elise, that's her second personal. And that's the fourth team foul already on the Lady Irish here with 5:10 to go in the period. At the free throw line, shooting two shots, Campbell Bowling. The first of two is up. It bounces off the back of the iron. It will not go. Bowling will have a second shot. Leaving the game now is Elise Reski and to replace her, Maya Doherty. Doherty, a freshman, on the floor now for the Irish. Campbell Bowling waiting to take her second free throw here. Again, 14-11, Lady Irish up by three. Four personal to four team fouls already on the Irish with more than 5 minutes to go in the quarter. This free throw is up and good. You would expect BDS to probably be shooting some free throws throughout the rest of this first half, given that four team foul situation for the Irish already. This is Avery Sano with the basketball. The Doherty in the corner on the right side comes to Witt with it. Now to the left wing, Weston Guard in the paint. Weston Guard to the top of the key, feeds it to Witt. Witt, a little floater in the paint, it's up and off the rim and won't go. Rebound pulled down by Campbell Bowling. Bowling with the outlet pass down court, quickly comes to Lexi Johnson with the basketball. Johnson, skip pass across court to the near side. They lob it inside the paint, right side, left side baseline, up and good. Put in by Campbell Bowling. Campbell Bowling now has 5 points. And we're tied at 14 apiece. Lady Irish have led most of this first half. Now we're all tied. Irish need a bucket. Here's Sando in the paint. Floater puts it up. Short. Couldn't get it. Ball was partially deflected, I think. Rebound came down to Bowling. Campbell Bowling. Down court with a pass to Lexi Johnson. Lob pass in traffic. Slagle turns around. Shot up off. No good. Rebound saved from going out of bounds. It's loose. Tipped away. Chased after by Sando. And they say Sando touched it last. Avery Sando was kind of questioning that one a little bit, but in now is a sub, Emma Hoynes, the freshman, back on the floor for the Eagles, replacing Raylan Renz. Eagles with the ball in forecourt, another one of those silent moments in a less-than-capacity gym here tonight. With the ball is Lexi Johnson. She comes across court to the near side with a lob pass, stolen away by Sando. Then a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Eagles. Okay, let's see. They're going to put that one on Olivia Slagle. On Olivia, her first personal. That is the third team foul of the period on the Eagles. And now we're tied at 14 apiece. Irish with the basketball. Dacey Wood across the timeline. Comes to the left wing with it. Picks up the dribble for a moment. Now goes into the corner left side to Krause. Krause back to the top of the circle. Dorothy to Weston Guard on the right wing. Weston Guard with the left-handed dribble, backs it inside the paint, gets it out to Krause for an open look three that's off, no good, in the rebound down to Lexi Johnson. Johnson on the fast break. Oh, nice steal by D.C. Witt. Came up behind Johnson, picked her pocket, and just stole the basketball back. Witt will bring it down court. She'll take it all the way in for a driving layup. Got her own rebound. Tried for follow shot. Oh, got knocked to the floor. No whistle. Wow. They're letting them play now. Witt went up with a shot and got knocked to the floor in doing so, and no whistle. Tied at 14 apiece. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. All tied up. Johnson from the right wing for three. Up and good. Lexi Johnson has seven as she hits the three, and that's a three-point lead now for BDS. Their first lead. They're up 17-14 with 2:46 to go here in the first half. Weston Guard with the ball to the top of the key. Comes to Sando with the pass. Sando in the paint, got double-teamed and triple-teamed, back up to Weston Guard. Weston Guard had an open look. The freshman turned down the shot. Instead, clears it off to Dacey Witt. Now Witt works the dribble. Witt will put up a long three and got it. J.C. Witt pulled the trigger on the long three and dropped it down. And we're tied once again at 17, all with 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the first half of this girls' varsity game. Bruning Davenport Shickley in forecourt now. Johnson on the right wing. Guarded by Witt closely. They won't give her that shot. You got to stay on Johnson. Here's one at the top of the key, up and off. No good, but the rebound to BDS. Follow shot, put back is up. The ball tipped out of bounds, went off of the Eagles. BDS is really controlling the boards under there. They've got three or four pretty good-sized girls here. One of them's got to be close to a six-footer. And I don't have heights on our program, but they're controlling the boards on both ends. Irish hanging in there with them, though, all tied at 17 apiece. We're less than 2 minutes to go in the first half now. 1:48 showing on the clock. This is Avery Sando in traffic. Down to Westengaard. Westengaard, little spin move between two defenders. Nice ball handling there by the freshman. Gives it up top to Doherty, who finds Witt with the pass. Witt at the top of the key launches another three and got it. D.C. Witt with back-to-back threes. And she puts the Irish back up by three, 20-17, with a minute 25 to play here in the first half. Ball's tipped around. Westengaard had it for a minute. Then he grabbed back up by the Eagles. Little floater 10 feet away, up and off. No good, but a whistle and a foul. Probably on Westengaard. She was trying to block the shot, got a hand on the basketball. Oh, no, check that. I think maybe they're going to go with Kraus. Have to see when they post it. Yes, it's going to be on Dorothy Kraus. Her first personal, and first shot is up and off, no good. At the line is Emma Hoynes, the freshman. She has not scored yet this afternoon. She'll have a second shot coming. We're down to a minute 17 to go in the first half. Second shot is up. It's good. She got that one. 1:17 to go first half. Lady Irish up by two now. 20-18. Sacred Heart into forecourt. With the dribble comes Dorothy Kraus. Kraus goes to the corner. Westengaard baseline right side. She penetrates into the paint. Oh, double dribble will be called. Held the ball for just a moment. Wasn't able to get rid of it. It'll be a turnover, and the ball goes back over to the Eagles. 1:06 to play now here in the first half. We're live in Bruning, Nebraska. Bruning Davenport Shickley hosting the Sacred Heart Irish this afternoon. Here come the Eagles with the ball. Bounce pass in the paint. It's loose on the floor. Everybody dives in after. Doherty went in there like a linebacker going after a football. And it's going to be called a held ball. And the basketball will belong to the Irish on the alternating possession. 53 seconds to play here in the first half. 20-18, Irish by two, Sacred Heart with the basketball. Witt in traffic, goes up with a shot, gets knocked to the floor once again. No whistle. Fast break the other direction. All the way down the court with the basketball comes Hoynes. Hoynes comes back up top to Johnson to the right side. Now handling the ball is Hotmans, who's in there for the first time. Here's a long three from the left wing. Off, no good. Doherty tips the ball away. It's loose down on the floor. Westengaard comes out of there with it. Good job by Ryan Westengaard to get that loose basketball. Outlet pass comes out to D.C. Witt. Shot clock is turned off. 15 seconds to play here in the first half. Lady Irish up by two, 20-18. They'll play for a final shot here. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called on Taylor Shaner. On Shaner, her first. That is just team foul number four, however. Not a shooting foul. Irish have 8.4 seconds with which to work. They are up by two. They want to get it in and play for a final shot. Inbound the ball to D.C. Witt. Witt's going to take it to the left side. Had it tipped away. Westengaard comes up with the ball. She'll launch a desperation shot just before the buzzer sounds. And at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish girls are leading the Bruning Davenport Shickley Eagles 20-18, our halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here, then we'll be back with a halftime scoring recap right after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for. We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee. Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it. Farm and City Supply is country policy through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Does the new year mean a new you? Hella Martial Arts can help with awesome kickboxing classes that provide a fun, full-body workout. Our Krav Maga class provides a workout and teaches valuable self-defense skills. Anyone can do it. Your first class is free. Find out more by visiting us on Facebook or give us a call, 402-380-3383. That's Hella Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383. Let's see you there.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Bruning, Nebraska. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish girls leading the BDS Eagles. Our halftime score, Sacred Heart 20 and BDS 18. Let's take a look now at the individual numbers. First of all, for the Eagles, Lexi Johnson leads the way. She has 7. With 5 points is Campbell Bowling. Adding 2 are Olivia Slagle and Carolyn Ozenbaugh. Braylon Renz and Emma Hoynes have 1 each for their total of 18 points. From the free throw line, the Eagles made 3 out of 6 in the first half. Scoring for your Sacred Heart Irish, Daisy Witt leading the way. She's in double figures with 11 points. Hallie Jones has 4. 3 points for Elise Reske, and Ryan Westengard added 2 for their total of 20. Free throw shooting for Sacred Heart, they made 6 out of 10 in the first half. Don't forget, this is the first of a doubleheader. We have the boys' varsity game coming up immediately after this girls' contest. They're going to move it right along. A good chance that boys' game will be tipping off before the 3 o'clock scheduled tip-off. Right now, we're going to send it to Seth Tollefson at the Sunny Studios. He'll have 2 minutes of important sponsor information, another weather update for you, then 2 more minutes and we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Fast Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Fast Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, Fast Global Solutions is committed to excellence and providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at fastsolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small-town spirit.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. A winter storm warning continues until midnight tomorrow night. Slight chance for snow becoming mixed precipitation this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 26. Winds out of the east, 10 to 15 miles per hour. 10 to 14 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
All right, thank you very much. Here at the studios, 24 degrees here in Fall City. We've got cloudy conditions. Feels like 11 degrees with winds between 15 and 23 miles an hour. Again, a winter storm warning in effect again until 12 midnight, Sunday into Monday. Let's keep it here for the latest weather information on Sunny 101.3. Cancellations as well. We have several of those coming in here to Sunny Radio. You can find a complete list of all of our area cancellations here throughout northeast Kansas up into southeast Nebraska. You can find that at msc@news.net. Click on the closings tab. Lots of churches, other community events closing down here for even tonight, but especially tomorrow, Sunday. Again, you can get that complete list at msc.news.net. Second half of game number one here in our doubleheader this afternoon. Coming your way right after this. We'll join Randy in 2 minutes.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back once again to Bruning, Nebraska. It's halftime of our girls' varsity contest. The Sacred Heart Irish girls leading the BDS Eagles 20-18, our halftime score. Boy, listen to that weather forecast, folks. It sounds to me like tomorrow would be a good day for me to get out the long-handled broom, have it ready to sweep the snow off the satellite dish, and a good day to just stay inside and maybe watch NFL football all afternoon and evening. I don't know. We got to find something to keep ourselves occupied. I don't think there's going to be a lot going on outside the way it sounds tomorrow. Again, it's halftime here, 20-18. The Lady Irish on top. After this, the second half of our doubleheader. We do want to remind you, we got the Sacred Heart Irish on the air again this coming Tuesday night. They will travel to Murdoch to face the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. I'll have the call for you. That game will be over on our sister station, KTNC, this coming Tuesday night for Sacred Heart fans. Meanwhile, the Fall City Tigers will be traveling to Nebraska City Tuesday night, right here on Sunny 101.3. Don Nixon will have the call for you on that one. And then coming up on Thursday the 9th, I will be at Johnson, the Pawnee City Indians, facing the Johnson Brock Eagles. That'll be back here on Sunny 101.3. So lots of basketball coming up in the next week or so. We hope you'll join us for one or more of those broadcasts. One thing about it, if you enjoy listening as much as we enjoy bringing them to you, we're all having a pretty good time. Let's move to third quarter action. Inbounding the ball will be the Eagles with the first possession. And a whistle immediately on the inbound pass and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. That's going to go on Helle Jones. And on Helle, quickly picks up her third personal in the opening seconds of the second half. So Jones now with three personal fouls. Inbounding the ball, Alexa Hergett will toss it in for the Eagles on the baseline. Hergett lobs it into the corner to Renz. Renz brings it up, lob pass back inside to Hergett, stolen away. With the steal is Dacey Witt. Witt down court with a dribble quickly, now decides to slow things down and back it out to the top of the circle. Jones sets a pick for it. Witt to the right side, comes with the pass. Over here to Reske with it. Reske goes to the right side baseline, got trapped down there. Oh, she tried to put a pass to the corner, and Sano didn't see it coming. It went out of bounds in the corner, a turnover for the Lady Irish. Full court pressure now by Sacred Heart. They're going to try some pressure here on the Eagles. Dacey Witt has bowling in the backcourt. Across court, ball tipped away. Witt had it for a moment. Now it's grabbed up by Renz. Renz over to the right side to Johnson. Johnson feeds it to the right elbow. Long three up and off, no good. There for the rebound is Witt. Witt will bring it down. Irish in a hurry this time. Pressing it down in a hurry with the ball. Johnson tries to chase her down. Gives it off into the right corner now. With the dribble comes Krause. Krause, top of the circle, goes to Sando with the pass. They were trying to go into Jones with it. Ball stolen away. Getting the steal. Hasenbaugh the other direction. On the right elbow, they'll set their offense with a bounce pass into the corner. Deep baseline right side and go down to Sliva. Around the horn, outside the three-point perimeter, between the rings, top of the key. Hergett, there's a long three that's up and off, no good. Jones has the rebound. Outlet pass comes to Witt with it. Witt down court, being harassed by Campbell Bowling. Gets away from Bowling and brings it across the timeline. Witt sets at the top of the circle to the right wing. Sando with the basketball. Sando, left-handed dribble between the rings. Bounce pass into Jones. She has to save her from going out of bounds, and in doing so, put it off one of the Eagles players. That worked out well for Helle Jones on the baseline. Eagles touched it last. Sacred Heart will have the basketball. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Witt will inbound it. She stands on the baseline to trigger it in on the right side of her own backboard. Witt, going to have to hurry. The count is on. Gets it inbound now. Pass it in to Krause. Dorothy Krause with the dribble between the rings. Krause hands the ball to Witt. A give and go. Witt driving lay-in up. Oh, couldn't get it. Jones comes crashing through and knocks the ball away. But it went out of bounds off of Helle Jones. It'll belong to the Eagles. No score here yet in this third quarter. We've played nearly 2 minutes. Here's Krause tips the ball away. Almost got a steal in backcourt with the pressure. Across court, the pass to Johnson. She gets it across the timeline. Try for the layup. Off, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Tipped way down there, I think, by Dacey Witt. So it's going to belong to the Eagles. They'll play it in under their own basket. Hergett to toss it in. Hergett lobs it up to the top of the key, thinking about the three from the right wing. Long three off, no good. Rebound pulled away underneath again by Witt. Witt has to dribble around two defenders to Reske. This is Reske with the ball. Reske hands up to Krause. Krause goes between defenders. The ball went off her foot out of bounds. Now a reach in and traveling is going to be called on the Eagles. Lucky break there for the Irish. 20-18, that was our score at halftime. We've now played more than 2 minutes without any scoring in this third period. 5:42 to go in the third quarter. No score in this period. The Irish just hanging on to that two-point lead they had at halftime. Krause with the basketball against a man-to-man defense. Gives it to Sando. She tries to get inside the paint for a floater that's up. No whistle and a foul. I think they're going to have Sando shooting this one. I believe they fouled her. Yes, they will. She will be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Sliva. That is her third personal, first team foul of the period. Avery Sando at the line shooting two. The first one is up and good. That's Avery's first point of the afternoon. I'm always tempted to say nighttime and evening. These daytime ball games, when you're inside the gym, you just instinctively want to say tonight, this afternoon. Second shot is up and good also for Avery Sento. She got them both. Avery's got a pair, and the Lady Irish are back up by four, 22-18. Here's a fast break to the other direction. Up quickly with the lay-in is Lexi Johnson. Johnson got the layup. She's got nine. We've got timeout taken on the floor with 5:20 to play in the third period. Irish lead at 22-20. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
I just got a text message. It says, where is Gentry Lechtenberg? So if you weren't tuned in earlier, Gentry is not here today. We've explained that a couple of times. She had a funeral in her family today that she needed to attend, so she's not able to be here. Gentry is fine. No injury or anything like that. But one of our listeners wondering, where's Gentry? And I understand her absence is noticed. 22-20, Lady Irish up by two, 5 minutes, 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We're at Bruning, Nebraska, BDS hosting the Irish. Down court come the Irish with the basketball, a three-on-two fast break. Avery Sando thought about the three, then passed it up. Now Witt will take the long three. Off the back of the iron, no. A struggle for the rebound. Coming out of there with the basketball is Campbell Bowling. Bowling, the outlet pass, comes out to Hergett. Hergett at the top of the circle, across court pass. Lexi Johnson handles the ball. Johnson bounce pass to Braylon Renz on the right side. All the way around the baseline to the left side of the basket now. Looking inside, trying to get past Jones. They can't do it. Here's a three from the left wing. This up and off, no good. The rebound to Jones. Bounce pass comes to Witt. Witt will bring it down court quickly. They're going to press it down in a hurry. To Sando. Sando had an open look, passed it up. Now Sando goes inside the paint. She's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Up to the top of the key. Inside goes Reske. She's trapped. Out to the wing at right side. Sando for three. Got it! Avery Sando hits the three from out here on the right wing and puts the Irish back up by five once again, 25-20. Their biggest lead of the game was six back in the second quarter. Here's a steal by Dacey Witt against the press. Irish gets the steal off of that pressuring defense. Dacey Witt brings the ball up court, puts it to Jones in the paint. Jones goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled and go to the line. Jones will be shooting two shots for the Irish. We'll see who they put this one on. There were two defenders there slapping at it. Foul is going to be called on Campbell Bowling. On Campbell Bowling, that will be her second personal, second team foul of the quarter. Jones at the line shooting two. First one is up, off, no good. Couldn't get it. Jones has now made two out of three from the free throw line. She has 4 points in the ballgame. Into the lineup now comes Carolyn Ozenbaugh. Carolyn checks in. She will replace Alexis Hergett. Hallie Jones trying to get the Irish to equal their biggest lead of the game. They're up by five right now. Second free throw for Jones is up. It's off. Hit the back of the iron. The rebound came down to Witt, but a whistle. No foul called. For some reason, I guess the ball just going to go over to the Eagles. Not sure what the call was there. Eagles have the basketball against the full court press. They break the pressure this time to Campbell Bowling. She gets it across the timeline, comes back to Lexi Johnson. Long two from the corner up off, no good. Rebound is Witt. Witt's bringing the ball down the court quickly before the defense can get set. Flips it out to Sando on the left elbow. Sando dribbles between the rings to the top of the circle. A cross court pass to the left side to Witt. Witt in traffic, got knocked to the floor, and they say she traveled. Well, Witt was trying to make a move to the basket, fell to the floor. They called traveling. Clock shows 3:38 to play in the third quarter here at Bruning. 25-20, Lady Irish up by five. They've led most of the ball game. They trailed there late for a moment, but now in the ball game for Sacred Heart, Ryan Westengard is back in the contest. Westengaard coming out here putting pressure on the point guard, Lexi Johnson. Johnson had an open look. She didn't want to take the shot, though. Into the corner. Here's a jump shot from the corner right side that's up and off. No good. There for the rebound is Avery Sando. Sando brings it down. Ooh, big collision. They're beating Sando up. Something awful here. She took quite a beating coming across the timeline, and no whistle. A lot of contact. She gives it up to Witt. Witt finds Sando again. They try to go into Jones with it. They're having a hard time getting that ball into Jones. It's tipped away from her by Campbell Bowling, but it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. 2:55 to play, third quarter, 25-20. Lady Irish came in here 7-1 on the season, playing without their leading scorer, Gentry Lechtenberg. Bob pass all the way up top to Sando. She's pressured immediately. Sando did a good job of dribbling away from the double team. Feeds it into Jones. Jones goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled. We're going to put Helly Jones back to the line once again, where she'll be shooting two shots. Olivia Slagle called for this one. On Slagle, her second personal, team foul number 3 of the quarter. Jones is 2 out of 4 from the line this afternoon, here shooting 2 shots. First one is up and good. She's now made 3 out of 5, and Helly has 5 points in the ballgame. She averages 5.4 per contest on the season. Second free throw is on the way for Jones. This one is off and does not go. It goes out of bounds, and they say touch last by Witt. Well, that's another one of those calls. Could have easily gone the other way. Two players were battling at that basketball. Full court pressure by the Irish. They get the ball inbounds to Johnson, Lexi Johnson. There's a steal and then stolen right back and stolen back again. Coming up with it in the corner is Witt for a long two. Off no good. And the rebound, Witt gets knocked to the floor hard after she put the shot up. Westengaard putting some pressuring defense on and she got a travel out of it. Tip of the hat to the freshman. Ryan Westengaard put so much pressure on Campbell Bowling that Bowling just ended up traveling with the basketball. That was a great job of defense by the freshman. 26-20. Irish have equaled their biggest lead, up by 6 into Jones. Driving lay-in up and good. The inbound pass. Helly Jones laid it off the glass, put it down. She now has 7 points, and this is Sacred Heart's biggest lead of the ballgame. They lead it 28-20. Into forecourt come the Eagles. They want to come down quickly with it on the left side with the basketball. Renz in the paint. There's a shot that's put up, but a whistle and a foul. We'll be shooting free throws. See who this one's on. Uh-oh, that might have gone on Jones. And if it is, yes, it is. That is her fourth personal. Helly Jones now with 4 personal fouls. At the free throw line, Campbell Bowling. She is 1 out of 2 from the line this afternoon. Has 5 points in the ballgame so far. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good. So that cuts into that 8-point Irish lead down to 7. Jones will leave the ballgame. In to replace her comes Dorothy Krause. Also into the game now checking in Alexis Hergett back on the floor for the BDS Eagles. Campbell Bowling ready for her second free throw attempt. Bowling shot is on the way up, and this one bounces off. Fought for, rebound Irish. Coming out of there is Elise Reschke with the ball. Open look, right side, shot up, off, no good. That one put up by Dorothy Krause. She was all alone in the corner. It just rimmed in and out of there and wouldn't stay down for her. All right, here come the Eagles, down by 7, 28-21. Ball tipped away. Ball away shot, up, off, misses everything. Getting the rebound under the basket, Stacy Witt. Witt, bounce pass down to Sando. Sando in traffic, goes around the defender. She will be fouled. And the foul is going to be called on Carolyn Ozenball. That is her 3rd personal and the 4th team foul. So that's 4 team fouls now on the Eagles. 1:39 to play here in the period. 28-21, Lady Irish with a 7-point lead. Sacred Heart will play it in under their own basket. Witt to inbound it. Under the basket left side. Gets it into Westengaard. Westengaard lobs back to Witt in the paint. Witt backs into traffic. Goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled. And Daisy Witt did a great job of drawing the foul and getting herself to the free throw line. She'll be shooting 2 shots. Waiting for the official. He's trying to look it up. The foul is going to be called on Lexi Johnson. Johnson's 2nd personal, team foul number 5. Daisy Witt at the line shooting 2. First one is up and good. Daisy Witt now with 12 points in the ballgame. She has made 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. She'll have a second shot here. Irish up by 8. If she hits this, it'll be their biggest lead of the game. Shot is up, and it's good. It's a 9-point Irish lead now as they lead it 30-21. Biggest lead so far of the ball game for either team. All right, against the press, they break it into forecourt. Hergett with the basketball. Around the horn to the right wing. To the top of the circle, Lexi Johnson. Now Hergett thought about it. No. Goes inside the paint. Turnaround. Fall away. Jump shot up and good. Oh, that was a sweet move to the basket by Campbell Bowling. Bowling laid that one in. She's got 8 now. Cuts the lead back to 7. Irish were up by 9 there for a moment. Here comes Witt. Witt falls to the floor. Wait a minute. A whistle and a foul. Witt goes down hard right in front of the Irish bench here. She got hammered pretty good on that one. The foul is going to go, I think, on Emma Hoynes when they post it. Yes, it is. On Hoynes, her first. Team foul number 6. So we're going to shoot this. Witt's okay. She got up off the floor and shook it off. Daisy Witt shooting 2. First one is up just short. She made 2 in a row just a moment ago. She's now made 5 out of 9 from the line. She'll have another one coming here. 30-23, Irish up under a minute to play here in the third quarter. 57 seconds to go, third period. Witt's second free throw is up, and it's good. She got the roll on that one, got it to fall. Went with 14 points now for the Irish. This full court press, it worked. Witt got the steal, lays it up off the glass, and good. I started to say this full court press has been effective, and as I said that, Witt makes a steal and gets the lay-in, and the Irish are suddenly up by 10. Now we've got a whistle and a foul the other direction. It's going to be on Dorothy Krause on this full-court pressure. Krause picks up her second personal. Not yet shooting. That's only team foul number 3. We're down to 43 seconds to play here in the third period. 32 on the shot clock. Around the horn, right wing. Lob pass into traffic. Fall away shot. Baseline underneath, up and good. Campbell Bowling laid that one in. She's in double figures. Has 10 points. Now pressure being applied by the Eagles. In backcourt, Witt, long downcourt pass, Sando. Oh, she had Krause all alone under the basket. Wesson guard on this side wanted the ball so bad. 17 seconds to play here in the period. 33-25, Lady Irish up by 8. Daisy Witt backing into the top of the key. Shot clock is turned off. Down to 7 seconds. Long 3 from the corner, got it, and she's fouled. Avery Sando hit the 3 from the corner. And was fouled. She's going to have a chance for a 4-point play. All of this happening with 5.2 seconds to go here in the period. The foul is going to be called on Emma Hoynes, her second. So now Sando, with a chance for a four-point play here, takes the shot up and got it. Great job there for Avery Sando. She's now got 9 points. They're going to have to hurry to get a shot off here. Time is running out. Long desperation shot doesn't go. After 3 quarters, the Sacred Heart Irish up by 12, 37-25. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get 4 lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with 4 free phones of your choice.
4 free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit U.S. Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, that third quarter was a good one for the Lady Irish. They outscored the Eagles 17-7 in that period. 9 points for Avery Sando in the third period. She had a pair of threes and went 3 for 3 from the free throw line to lead the third quarter scoring there for Sacred Heart. 8 minutes up on the clock, ready to move into the fourth and final stanza. The Irish up by 12, 37-25. Sacred Heart will have the first possession of the basketball to start this period. The inbound pass comes into D.C. Witt. Witt at the top of the circle, works to the left side out onto the wing. Gives up top of the key to Sando. She had the hot hand a minute ago. Sando driving lay-in up. No. Ball is loose on the floor. Witt comes out with it. It's tipped out to the corner to Westengaard. Westengaard in the paint. Up to Sando. Free throw line. Open shot up and good. Avery Sando's heating it up here. She's got 11 points all here in the second half. And now Sando with a steal. Gets it to Westengaard. Underneath Westengaard. Up and good. Sando got the steal. Gets the assist. And Ryan Westengaard has the bucket. The freshman was ready to go. Suddenly, it's 41-25. The lead is 16. The official has stopped play here momentarily. Not sure what this mix-up is about. There's no foul been posted anywhere. Yes, they did. They got a foul going to be called on Avery Sando. She picks up her second first team foul of the quarter. Now a driving layup on the left side that's up and off. No good for BDS. Westengaard with the rebound. Westengaard, outlet pass to D.C. Witt. Witt across the timeline, being harassed and pressured there by Lexi Johnson. Witt gives into Sando. Sando backs away. Falling shot up and good. Avery Sando heating it up. She's got four quick ones here. Avery Sando is squared. Now another steal by Sando. Sando feeds it underneath. Shot is up. Whistle and a foul. Let me tell you what Avery Sando's done. She scored 9 points in the last quarter. She has scored 4 points in this quarter. She's had two steals, one of them resulting in a basket by Westengaard. The other steal results now in having Witt at the line shooting two shots. It all has gone through Avery Sando here in the last couple of minutes. Free throw is up and off. No good for D.C. Witt. She'll get another attempt. And as a result of all of that, suddenly you look up there and the Irish are up by 18 points, 43-25. Here's Witt at the line. Second free throw is up. This one is good. She got the bounce on that. D.C. Witt got that one down. Full court pressure. Sando has just been going wild down here. Here's another steal. The other direction. Fast break. Down for Witt. Driving lay-in up. No. Ball crashed four on the board. Rebound taken out by Campbell Bowling. Boy, the Irish had a chance to blow this thing completely open right there. They're already up by 19. They were flirting with a 21-point lead. Timeout's going to be taken by the BDS Eagles. Coach Zach Slagle has seen enough. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. The Irish up 44-25. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Bound comes down to the Irish. Kraus with the basketball up top to Witt. Witt with the top of the key. Long three. This one is off. And again, Kraus comes down with the rebound. Great job into the corner. And now a whistle. And another timeout's going to be taken. This time the Irish want to talk things over. 5:58 to go in the ballgame. 44-25. Sacred Heart up by 19. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
A cold January afternoon here in Bruning, Nebraska, but the Sacred Heart Irish girls have heated things up a little bit here in the second half. They led by two at halftime, 20-18. They had opened up a 12-point lead at the end of three quarters, 37-25, due largely in part to Avery Sando heating up there in the third. And now, with 5:58 to go, just under 6 minutes, the Irish hold a 19-point advantage, 44-25. Sacred Heart will have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Witt will inbound it to Sando. She puts up a long three and got fouled and no whistle. Boy, did she get hit. They're really letting them play down here occasionally on these shots. Sando really got hammered when she put that shot up and nothing came of it. All right, the rebound came down to the Eagles. They're setting up on the left side with a long three that's up and good. Hitting the three is Lexi Johnson. Johnson put it down. She's got 12 points now for the Eagles. Cuts the lead to 17. Witt gets it across the timeline to Sando. She'll put up another three and be fouled. This time, they got the foul, and Sando will be at the line to shoot three. See who they put this one on. He's very quick. This referee does not. Okay, the foul is going to go on Ozenbaugh, her fourth. And at the free throw line, Avery Sando shooting three shots. The first one is up and good. Don't want to jinx her here, but she's made four out of four from the line now. And she has 14 points in the ballgame. Second shot is up. This one is just short. She'll have another one coming. Into the ballgame, checking in is Talia Shaner. Shaner in now, replacing Carolyn Ozenbaugh. All right, here's Avery Sando for her third free throw. It's up, it's good. She hit that one. 1 minute, I think. Sando now with 15 points in the ballgame for the Irish. The other direction, a driving layup that doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul on the baseline is going to be called on Sacred Heart. We're going to shoot free throws. I think this is going to go on Avery Sando. On Sando, that is her third personal, and that will be team foul number two on the Irish. At the line, shooting two shots. The first one is up and good for Emma Hoynes. Emma's now made two out of three from the free throw line, has 2 points. Here's Jones back into the lineup. Jones will come in and replace Elise Reske. Reske will take a breather. Hallie Jones comes back in with four personal fouls. Second free throw is up and good also for Emma Hoynes. She got them both. So now the lead is down to 16 at 46-30. In the forecourt they come. Across court to Jones. Jones feeds underneath Sando. Sando got trapped under their triple team. Top of the key, Witt. Open look three. Got it! Nice job by J.C. Witt. Her third three-pointer of the night. Full court pressure being applied. The press has really helped the Irish out here in taking over this ball game here in the third and fourth quarter. There's a long three from the left corner that does not go. Westengaard is there to pull down the rebound. Ryan Westengaard just screened out two defenders and took that rebound away from them down on the defensive end. J.C. Witt, top of the key, hands to Westengaard. Left-handed dribble, Westengaard takes it all the way in, driving lay-in up, got it partially blocked, whistle and a foul. And they may get Westengaard for the foul, trying to go after the rebound. That's what's going to happen. Ryan Weston, second personal. Team foul number three on the ice. Sacred Heart up by 19, though, here. It's 49-30. We're down to 4.5 minutes to play in this girls' varsity game. First half of a doubleheader. Boys' game coming up next. Into forecourt with a 3-on-2 fast break. Pulls up for a jump shot right side. Up and good. Getting the basket is Lexi Johnson on the lay-in. Timeout taken on the floor with 4:18 to go in the ballgame. 49-32 the score. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
So these depth roster here, minus Gentry Lechtenberg this afternoon. I would not be surprised if maybe Gentry hasn't found a way to check this out this afternoon here online. The Irish doing well. They're up 49-32 over a pretty decent BDS Eagles basketball team here. This is, of course, the first half of a doubleheader, the boys' varsity game coming up right after this one. That may very well start before the 3 o'clock scheduled time. I don't have a lot of long warm-ups here. 4 minutes, 18 seconds left to play in this girls' varsity game. Again, the Irish lead it by 17. Full court pressure now by the Eagles. They break it easily to Jones. Jones feeds it to Westengard. Pass is stolen away by Sliba. Now she'll get the ball off to Johnson. Johnson brings it across the timeline at the top of the key. Holds it there for just a minute. They feed it inside the paint. Back to the near side to Herget. Herget had it tipped away and stolen. Fast break the other way. Here comes Sando. One on one. Avery Sando driving, laying up and good. Avery Sando's had quite a second half here. I'll add him up in a minute, but I think she's got 17 points now. All of them in the second half. She was held scoreless in the first half of the ball game. Here's a long three from the corner that's in and out. Rebound comes down to the Eagles. Sando tipped it away. Now it's grabbed up loose by Johnson on the near side. Johnson goes up to Herget with the pass. Inside the paint, free throw line, turnaround, jump shot up and off, no good. Lexi Johnson has the rebound again. New shot clock, 35 seconds put up. In the paint, tipped away. There's a steal by Westengard. Westengard came up with the steal on the baseline. Stepped in front of the intended receiver. Just like a defensive back, she jumped the route. Outlet pass comes down to Witt. Witt across to Krause. Dorothy Krause looks at the basket. Doesn't want to take it. Goes into Jones. Jones in traffic. Moves to the basket. Lays it up and good. That was a nice move by Helly Jones. Jones has 9 points now in the game. And the lead is back to 21 points for the Irish. Here's a long three from the corner. No. She came down with the board. And then he got away from her. Here's Elise Reske into the lineup. Reske checks in now for Ryan Westengard. Westengard gets a big pat on the back here as she comes to the bench. Down to 2:49 to go in this girls' varsity game. Irish looking to improve their record to 8-1 on the year. Here's a nice shot off the glass by Haley Sliva. That's Sliva's first 2 points on the inbound pass. And the Irish now working against a full court press. Sando has the ball. The Irish. 27 seconds on the shot clock. 2:36 to play in the ball game. Irish up by 19 points, 53-34. Conclusion of this one, we'll give you a rundown of the individual scoring, let you know how your favorite player did this afternoon. The Irish come into forecourt. Sando being pressured and double-teamed in the corner. Avery did a good job escaping from that. Now sets up at the top of the key for three and got it. Avery Sando nailed another three from the top of the key. I think that's 18 for her all here in the second half. Sando just kind of took the team on her back in that third quarter. She scored 9 points there, including a four-point play. And it enabled the Irish just to open up what was only a two-point halftime lead. And all of a sudden you looked up and they were up by 18, leading by 22 now. Here's a jump shot in the paint that doesn't go. Witt's there to get the rebound. The Irish come down court. The pass across court to Sando. Clock at 1:45 to go here now in the ballgame. Sando just dribbling away and hands it up to Witt. Looks like Coach Zach Slagle's waving the white flag. He's going to empty the bench and bring in the subs. Eva Oltmans is checking in into the ball game. Claire Henriks is on the floor now, also into the contest. Pick up some more of them. Now the Irish may start to do the same. Westengard goes back in. Actually, Luke Sando doesn't have a lot of people on the bench to sub with. He's really shorthanded here. I think he's only got 8 girls in uniform, and they've all played already, so there's not a lot of subbing to do. He is bringing Maya Doherty back in there. Doherty is back on the floor. With the dribble is Dorothy Krause to the right side. The ball knocked away from Westengard and stolen, getting the steal. Cynthia Ozenbaugh. Cynthia wants to bring it down court herself to the right side. Here's a long two that comes up short. Ball tipped away. Jones gets the rebound. Jones with the outlet pass. Now Westengard will play at the point guard and bring the basketball down court. Westengard into the paint. Kicks it to the left wing. Open look. Three off the glass, up and good. Hitting the three-pointer is Emily Tubbs. Tubbs, a 5'6 freshman, or sophomore rather, gets into the ball game and she gets a quick 3 points here. Now a reach-in foul. I believe Hallie Jones just may have fouled out of the ball game. Yes, she did. That's going to go on Jones. That is her fifth personal. Hell, he falls out. She does finish in double figures with 10 points this afternoon. Back in to replace her comes Elise Reschke. 1 minute to go in this one. Again, stay tuned for the postgame show. It'll come up right after this. There's Westengaard with a steal. She picked the pocket in the corner. Just came away dribbling out with a basketball. Westengaard will bring the ball up court herself. Hands it off to the left wing. They run a little weave at the top of the key. Emily Tubbs feeds to the right side. In off the glass. There's a shot up that's partially blocked. Battle for the rebound. Doherty's in there diving after it. Whistle and a foul is going to be on Maya Doherty. On Doherty, that is her first personal. That's only the, that should be the 15th foul. We ought to be shooting this, guys. I've got that as the 15th foul of the period. We should be shooting free throws at the other end. They're not going to? Guys. Okay. That should have been a shooting one. All right, here we go. I guess. Yeah, that's five fouls. All right, back the other direction. Here come the Eagles with the ball at the top of the key. A lob pass inside the paint. One dribble out onto the corner. Back to the top of the circle. 19 on the shot clock. Ball is in the paint. Loose for a minute. There's the top of the key. Three that's short. Misses everything out of bounds. Irish will get the ball back. Turn off the shot clock. 17 seconds to go in this one. Irish are going to win it big. They're up 59-34, a 25-point lead. They were up by two at halftime. I did not see this coming. The Irish turned it on in the second half. Westengaard dribbling around at the top of the key with 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They're just going to dribble this thing out and not shoot it. They hold the ball. There's the buzzer in the ball game. 59-34, your final score. The Sacred Heart Irish girls with a big 25-point win this afternoon over the BDS Eagles. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout and be back with a post-game scoring wrap right after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Are you called to serve others as you build a successful business? Thrivent, a membership-owned fraternal benefit society serving Christians, is growing in Southeast Nebraska, and we're seeking financial advisors to join us. You'll help clients create financial plans guided by their values and share generosity with causes they hold dear. We offer values-driven culture, competitive benefits, comprehensive training and support, and outstanding earning potential. To learn more, call 402-315-8711.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Bruning, Nebraska. The final score in the girls' varsity contest, the Sacred Heart Irish get a big win. 59-34 is your final. Let's take a look at the individual scoring first for BDS. Two girls in double figures. Lexi Johnson led the way with 14 points. Campbell Bowling, also in double figures, had 10. 3 points for Emma Hoynes. 2 points each for Olivia Slagle, as well as Haley Slivuk and Carolyn Ozenbaugh. And Braylon Renz added one for their total of 34. Free throw shooting for the Eagles, they made 6 out of 10. from the free throw line. For the Sacred Heart Irish, a big ball game for Avery Sano and Dacey Witt. Avery Sano scored 21 points and got all of those in the second half of the ball game. Also in double figures was Dacey Witt. She finished with 20. So 21 and 20 for those two ball players. Ellie Jones had 9 before fouling out in the ball game. Adding 4 was Ryan Westengard coming off the bench. Elise Reske finished with 3. And Emily Tubbs got 3 late in the ball game for Sacred Heart's total of 59. Free throw shooting for the Irish, they hit 16 out of 26 from the charity stripe. Here's the score by quarters. Irish were up by 2 after one quarter. 9-7. They led by 2 at halftime, 20-18. Then they outscored the Eagles 17-7 in that third period. 9 big points in the third quarter by Avery Sando put them up by 12, 37-25 after three quarters. They never looked back. Sando kept pouring it on in the fourth quarter also, and they ended up with the 25-point win, 59-34. With the win, the Irish girls improved their record to 8-1 on the season. The BDS Eagles fall to 4-6 on the season. Don't go away on this cold afternoon. You've got nothing better to do. Stay tuned here to Sunny 101.3. We're going to give you an update on the local weather forecast. We're going to send it back to Seth Tollefson back at our studio for about 7 or 8 minutes. And then we'll be back here with the pregame show and be ready to go with this boys' game. If you've got folks that you know want to listen to the game this afternoon, we told everybody 3 o'clock, not going to happen. It's going to start closer to around 2:45. We may go as much as 15 minutes early with the tip-off. So call your friends, let them know the Irish are on Sunny 101.3, and we'll be back out here in about 7 or 8 minutes. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups.